This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
Everybody standing. Everybody rest on your feet. Do me a favor. Continue to put your hands together. If you know that there's nothing worth more that could ever come close, my God, I need you to continue to open your mouth. Come on. All it should take is a memory. Scripture says, oh my God, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he's done for me, my soul cries out. What does it say? Hallelujah. Come on, I need you to open your mouth. I said it takes a memory. It doesn't take much. When I think of what he did for me, when I think about what he did just an hour ago, my mouth, oh my God, should be open. Lord, we love you tonight. Can we bless God for our pastor in his absence? Amen. He's in Brunswick. He told me to be on my best behavior. So I will do just that. Praise the Lord. Can we thank God for our youth? Wow. Thank you, brother. Bless you. This is good. My mother is here. Thank God for my mother. Amen. And she has a friend with her. Amen. Heard so much about you. So honored to meet you. Yes, ma'am. I have some co-workers here, Corey and John Michael. And I thank God for each of you, everyone in their respectable places. I don't want to prolong the time. There is a word from the Lord. If you have your Bibles, go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I just want to read one verse, verse number 17. When you have it, shout, I got it. And if you don't, shout, wait on me. And we will wait. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Y'all gonna pray for me? Amen. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. And behold, somebody shout, behold, the new has come. One more time. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. And behold, shout it again, behold, the new has come. I want you to pray for me as we discover what God wants us to know in this passage. I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to prophesy to your neighbor that it's about to get better. This time when you say it, I want you to really say it as if you believe that it is about to get better. Whatever it is you were going through, it's about to get better. Look over across the room and tell somebody, it's about to get better. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, preach me now until the angels touch down from heaven. Preach me until yokes are destroyed. Preach me, Jesus, until chains are broken. In Jesus' name, can we shout hallelujah? Shout it again, hallelujah. And it is so. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I promise you, I'm not going to be long. It's about to get better. I want to make a shout out to those of you who have had a good week. This past week, I want to shout you out. If you've had a week where the enemy did not try to or attempt to distract you from the plan of God, I want to shout out those who had a good week, and you recognize or you feel as though God put that good week in your life for a reason. What I want you to understand is that even though those of us in here have had a good week, the best week of our life, we made a lot of money, we didn't fall behind on any bills, I thank God for you. But then there are a few of us who had to press their way through the week. There's a few of us who had to press their way here this morning. As a matter of fact, there are a few of us this week, you thought it was all over. You thought God was finished with you. You thought God was through with you. But I came to let you know tonight that it's about to get better. Shout at somebody for the first time and tell them it's about to get better. Without a shout of a doubt, we know that God has a plan for our life and He has a plan for our futures. But brothers and sisters, God is not the only one with a plan. He's not the only one that has a plan for our life. The devil himself has his own plan for our life. The enemy has a plan to kill and destroy your plans for the future. Whatever God has done in your life, the enemy comes in to distract you and make you feel like all hope was gone, all hope is lost. But tell somebody, I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what the enemy has planned, I don't care what he designed to steal from you, tell somebody it's about to get better. I've got hell on my right, I've got hell on my left, I've got hell in front of me and hell behind me, but look at somebody one more time and tell them it's about to get better. As a matter of fact, the devil himself is so smooth that he will disguise himself. He'll disguise himself not only in the form of man, but the devil can disguise himself in the form of a mood. He can disguise himself in the form of a mindset. He can disguise himself and become a situation. He is invisible, but I want you to understand that no plan that the enemy has for you can be overwhelmed by his own plan. He cannot outweigh God and God's plan for your life. He cannot outweigh what God wants to do. The enemy has his plan, but God's plan is stronger. Look at somebody and tell them it's about to get better. The enemy has a plan for the church, and it is to separate and divide the body of Christ against each other and make us find everything wrong with the next person. We got every reason to have a problem with somebody. That is nothing but the enemy, and the devil is a liar. And you know what we've lost? We've lost our patience with the unbeliever. We've lost our patience with the ones who've come in the church and don't know church, that are not saved, that do not know God. We have lost our patience with them because they do things different and not by tradition. Yes, it is beneficial, but there are some things I need from God himself, and I don't have time to be distracted by the plan of the enemy. I want you to look at somebody again and tell them it is about to get better. There is a breach in the body of Christ, and in other words, for my youth, something has happened to our faith. Our faith has been destroyed, and we don't see the future, and we don't see what God wants to do in our life. There's a dual nature to every situation. We don't understand sometimes that even though it's bad now, it's going to be good later. We can't see it now because that's the plan of the enemy. And so in our text, we are talking about the Corinthian church and what has happened within the church. Paul says that If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. What that means is, I want to help you. What that means is, there is a promise that God placed on our lives within this scripture. I want to take the time and I want to recognize three promises that God gives to us in this passage of scripture. Are you ready? Are you ready? Promise number one, he says, I'm going to promise you a new you. Tell somebody, I'm a new me. Scripture starts by saying the word therefore. And I want you to realize that anytime you see the word therefore, that we really have to look at what it is there for. Praise the Lord. Paul is writing to the Corinthian church, and the scriptures are clear. Once we build our faith to be in Christ, we must be controlled by Christ and his love. In other words, he lives through us. We live to be like him. And one gift that he has given the believers is the gift of reconciliation. Oh God, he has given us the gift. In other words, for my youth, he has given us the gift to forgive. I'm going to say that again. He has given us the gift to forgive. In other words, I know you want to cuss him out, but I'm a new me. I know I want to tell my boss about him or herself, but I can't because God promised me a new me. And all I want to do is to please him and to be like him. And no devil in hell can stop God from doing what he promised. We know Paul, whose name was changed from Saul. Yeah, him. Paul begins to mention that it is the love of Christ that has taken over him and influenced his ministry. But focusing on the sacrifice of Jesus, what was the sacrifice? His death and his resurrection. Oh God, help me tonight. The death and resurrection of Jesus is what influenced Paul. In other words, Jesus died on the cross for us. Paul mentions just how he died on the cross. We have to die daily in our flesh to be in him. I said, just like Jesus died on the cross, we have to die daily within our flesh. Tell somebody, I've got to die just to live. I've got to die so I can be in the will of God. So he says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Tell somebody, he promised me a new me. I promise you, I'm almost done. Number two, then he promises to protect me from my past. Lord have mercy. Look at your neighbor and tell him he's protecting me from my past. It says, here it is. He says, the old has passed away. Lord help me. The old has passed away. I want to pause and I want to stop there for a moment. That phrase passed away literally means to die. In other words, in order for me to live in Christ, here it is. Don't miss it. I had to die along with my past. I had to die with my past. He caused my past to die. And now that we are in Christ, our flesh has to die with the thing that blocked us from glory. I said our flesh had to die from things that blocked us from glory. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and tell them, my past doesn't define me. My past doesn't dictate my current situation. Why? Because the old has died. The old has passed away. And it's a generational curse. The generational curse has died. My old mess has died. My depression has died. My sickness has died. My disease has died. The curse on my bloodline has died. And all my family has died. Can I push it? Whatever I did last night,
died. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout, God is protecting me from my past. I got to go. Number three, and I'm almost done, I promise you. Number three, he promised me another chance in salvation. Oh, let me stop here. He promised me another chance at salvation. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Promise number one, the old has passed away. Promise number two, and then behold, the new has come. Promise number three, the new has come. What are you saying? The new has come, meaning the new me has come. My old past has died. Now the new me can come forth over my past. I'm come. He said, I will save you even when it looks like the end, even when it looks like death. I'ma just send my son. I'ma send my son in the form of a man. He is a spirit, but he knew no sin and was without sin. He cannot sin because he's God. He's Jesus. What God did was he sent his son to take on our sins. He sent his son to die so I can live in him. As a matter of fact, I want you to look at somebody and say, when Jesus died, I died too. Because when I died, my flesh went along in the grave. But the only thing different about my flesh and Jesus is that Jesus resurrected himself. My flesh can't resurrect itself. I have to resurrect my flesh. Oh, I have to resurrect my flesh. In other words, I've got to make up in my mind that I am in Christ and I am a new creature. I know this is Youth Sunday, but real quick, can I get some older folk? Can I get some senior citizen? Can I get some senior saints that have been through some stuff, been through some things in life, even this past week, didn't know how things were going to work out, didn't know how my grandchild was going to do it, didn't know how my son was going to do it, my daughter acting crazy, everybody around me, but tell somebody it is about to get better. When God said all things have become new, he literally meant that all things from your past are dead and all things coming forth for your future is still here. It's still alive. That's what Paul is saying to the church. Paul is realizing that in order for us to be who we are called to be in Christ, we have to be a new creature. But we have got to do that through the message of reconciliation. Tell somebody, shout reconciliation. Reconciliation. Say it again, reconciliation. In other words, you have got to forgive in order to move on in the works of God. You have got to forgive and become one. That's the promise that God has over our life. God wants us to become one. And what God is doing, God is setting us up. It's setting us up for the soon and coming Savior. Look at your neighbor again and tell them it's about to get better. I don't care what it looks like now. I don't care what it seemed like before. Tell somebody it's about to get better. It's about to get better. The devil had a plan. The devil had a plan. The enemy thought his plan was going to be moved, but God stepped in right on time to show the church and tell the church that whatever it is you are going through, the enemy cannot stop. The enemy cannot make it go forth because God has the power to step in and block it. Tell somebody it's about to get better and he's making everything new. I'm almost done. 2 Corinthians 5 and 1, it talks about how our home now, our body now is like an earthly tent. In other words, our physical body must be destroyed in order for us to ascend into the kingdom with God. Our body and our flesh has to literally be destroyed and die. Oh my God. In order for things to get better, in order for us to really walk in the will of God, we have to realize the ministry of reconciliation. Promise number one. Promise number one says he's going to give me a new me. I'm a new me. Promise number two, he protect me from my past. And number three, he gave me another chance at salvation. I'm done. I want to give this a bonus point. The bonus point is, after all the promises that God promised you within the scripture, God promised me on the day of the cross, he promised me that I will never in my life feel or be defeated. Song says, the devil is a liar. God is exalted, and I will never in my life be defeated. The devil is a liar. God is exalted, and I will never, and I mean never, be or feel defeated. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. All of this is from God. And when Jesus came, he came for the ministry of reconciliation. I don't care who did something to you. I don't care who did something in your past. I don't care who made you feel the way you feel. Look at somebody and say, name, God is about to make everything new. Good God Almighty, I got to go. Good evening. Thank you for having me. But we are implored by God in the field to do his work and to do everything that God has called us to be. The old has passed. My past has died. I have died. My flesh has died. And who else died? Jesus died on the cross for my sins and your sins. Good God Almighty, my sins were taken care of on the cross when Jesus took all my sins. God sent Jesus in the form of a man to place his will on the earth. And what is his will? We shall be one. We shall be one. We shall be one. Say yeah. Yeah. Everybody's standing. Everybody's standing. I'm going. Everybody's standing. I'm going. Everybody's standing. I'm leaving. But God wants us to reconcile with one another and become one. Don't become separate of what God wants you to do, because my past is behind me, and in order for me to become new, I've got to focus on God, and I've got to live a God life. He has consumed me to become greater. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, yeah, say yeah. I'm done. I want to pray real quick. I want you to grab the hand of your neighbor. I want you to grab both hands, and I want you to pray for your neighbor right now. I need you to pray that whatever God wants to do in their life, that he does it without distraction. But the beautiful thing about God is, if there is distraction, God has the power to override my distraction. Oh God, the scripture says, all things have become new. Tell somebody, I'm becoming new. And so, Father, right now, I want you to touch my neighbor on my left and touch my neighbor on my right. Father, only you know
what they are going through. And Father, you know what they stand in need of. Father, you know what the past looks like. And God, we thank you that the old has passed away. We thank you that my past is behind me. It doesn't define me. God, we thank you that you are making everything new in my life, making everything new in my money. You're making everything new in my situations, in my relationship. God, you are making everything brand new, and it's about to get better. Lord, I pray right now for our youth. I pray that you protect them from the plan of the enemy right now under the sound of my voice. Father, in Jesus' name, I want you to heal, and I want you to save like never before. Father, we believe in the ministry of reconciliation. Hey, Father, we believe that everything that you designed for us, every plan that you have for us is not gonna die. But every plan that you have, hey, come on and pray. Every plan that you have is not gonna be defeated. The only person that's defeated is the devil. Devil, you are a liar. Come on and pray. Devil, you are a liar, and your plan shall not go forth. God, we thank you right now that even in this moment, you are destroying yokes. Hey, even in this moment, Father, under the sound of my voice, you are delivering. Father, you are saving. Father, you are healing. Father, oh God, and right now, I want you to touch my bloodline. I want you to touch my generation. I want you to touch my family in the name of Jesus. Bring us back together. Bring the church back together. Oh God, allow us to forgive. Father, we don't put our pride up. We put our pride to the side and we surrender and we say yes, God. And we say yes, God. Oh God. And we say yes. Yes to your will and yes to your way. We say yes. We say yes. Yes, God. Yes, I will obey, and I'm gonna be more what you would have me to be. Say yes. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Release that hand. Put your hands together real fast and call on Jesus right now. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Open your mouth and scream to him right now. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Huh, come on.
The word of God has gone forth. And on today, this is the opportunity to become the new creation. Because Romans 10:9 and 10 tells us that if you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and you confess with your mouth that you will be saved, this is your opportunity to not only believe what the man of God has said, but this is your opportunity to become a new creation. Because the thing about it is that when you're a new creation, as he stated, you can't remember what happened yesterday. You can't dwell on what happened yesterday. You're focused on here and right now. Because that's what Jesus does for us. He gives us the ability to focus on what's in front of us at this moment. Because we know that when he got up from that grave, he got up with all power. Power over sin. Power over death. Power over any enemy in your life. He got up with it. So now this is your opportunity, right where you are. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat after me. Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all that I should be. I'm sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I am willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life and help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you for saving me right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you've repeated that prayer on today and you do not have a church home and you want to make First African Baptist your church home, then come on down. We're opening our arms to you. The doors of church.
Yes, God did it for me.
Come on, say, he did it for me. He did it for me.
For me. God did it. He did it. Yes, God did it for me.
Come on, if you believe it, come on, say, he did it for me.
Come on, say, he did it for me. God did. He did. Yes, God did.
Praise the Lord, everybody. If your hearts were filled today, you just lift your hands real quick in the presence of the Lord. We're leaving. But before we go, I just want you to get your mindset on something that you know nobody did but God. I said, think about something that you know nobody else did but the Lord. And so, Father, as we leave this place, but never your presence or your sight, Father, we want you to just make everything new. Father, we want you to make it better. Father, give us the power to forgive. Give us the power to apologize. Just give us the ability, give us the confidence to just become one. And so now, Father, as we leave, we want you to do what only you know how to do. We want you to heal, save, and deliver. Keep us safe as we travel. In Jesus' name, make sure you leave out of here on a praise and make sure you hug somebody you don't know. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Amen. We are dismissed. Praise the Lord.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.